this be one of the best moments of your life. You're listening to the Business Mirror Podcast for a broader look on business with Senior Editor Dennis Estopase.
Good day, I'm Dennis Estopase, and welcome to Wednesdays with John Mangan, a podcast to be anchored by John Mangan, a columnist for the Business Mirror newspaper and who operates a website titled mangononmarkets.com. Mr. Mangan will share with us one of the many pieces he wrote for his column titled Outside the Box, which is published every Tuesday and Thursday in the op-ed section of the Business Mirror. We hope you enjoy your Wednesday with John Mangan.
U.S. foreign policy. It's always best to make nice to an incoming U.S. president, regardless of who it is or what the new administration's future policies might be. It's like greeting an uncle you do not know well, but who just won the big lotto prize. Maybe he will include you in his will when he dies. It always is and should be about the money. If you read the domestic newspapers around ASEAN, for example, you get, quote, Biden win forecast to benefit Thailand. And of course, benefit means more money, one way or the other. Here are some other headlines. Joe Biden will further the momentum in cooperation with Vietnam. Biden is preferred over Trump for Indonesia's economy growth. Biden may boost Malaysia-US ties. The reality, though, is that Trump was effectively a third-party candidate who happened to run under the Republican Party. He won by beating the most traditional core of Republican Party leaders, Senators Ted Cruz and Mark Rubio, as well as Governors John Kasich, Jeb Bush, George Pataki, Scott Walker, Bobby Jindal, and Rick Perry. What no one really wants to talk about is for the past three or four decades, U.S. foreign policy has been predictable. Both the Republican and Democratic parties have consistently and continuously involved the U.S. in combat operations, but for different purposes. Simply put, Republicans go to war for profit. Dwight Eisenhower said this in his final speech as president, quote, our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex, unquote. Simply put, Democrats go to war for domestic image. When George W. Bush was president, he was a warmonger. When Barack Obama went to war, and the U.S. engaged in combat every single day of his two terms, he was stopping dictators. Anti-war protests disappeared when Obama was elected because he was supporting and defending freedom fighters. Henry Kissinger made the U.S. foreign policy crystal clear. Quote, America has no permanent friends or enemies, only interests. Combine that with the Republican nation building and the Democrats supporting freedom, and what could be better for the world? Obama was lauded for his pivot to Asia, but note that this came after the catastrophe of the Arab Spring, which ended in mid-2012. By then, North Africa was completely destabilized and the Islamic State filled that gap, and by 2014, controlled a large swath from Syria to the Iranian border with Iraq. In January 2012, since all the problems in the Middle East had been solved, Obama pivots to Asia. Quote, the key areas of action are strengthening bilateral security alliances, deepening our working relationships with emerging powers, including China, and engaging with regional multilateral institutions, expanding trade and investment, forging a broad-based military presence, and advancing democracy and human rights. Unquote. That focus on Asia was an amazing success. From December 2013 to October 2015, China built artificial islands with a total area of close to 3,000 acres on 7 coral reefs. When it comes to great future trade deals with the U.S., that was just cut off at the knees with the final signing of the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, or RCEP, led by China. 2021 is guaranteed to be even more interesting than 2020.
Thank you for listening to the Business Mirror podcast. For a broader look on business, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Business Mirror. Until next time.